Okay? It is not instant. Okay? Okay, let's go on. Let's go on. D. You know Moses, if you read Exodus 3, Moses met the burning bush where? You know the Bible didn't say Mount Sinai? You gotta read Exodus 3 carefully. It's Mount Horeb. You know where's Mount Horeb? Actually, I'm playing tricks on you. Mount Horeb is Mount Sinai. It's another term. Okay? It's another term. You won't get frightened. It's getting better to get there. Yeah, it's true. You gotta read Exodus 3 carefully. It is Mount Horeb, not Mount Sinai, okay? I put that in note. Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb is called a mountain. It's called the mountain of God, okay? Three. The Lord will ride on cloud around the earth as he raptures the church, and he will descend on Mount Sinai and go to Egypt. Turn to me to Isaiah 19. Isaiah 19. If you don't take this literally, a lot of these things don't make sense at all. Isaiah 19. Isaiah chapter 19. Isaiah chapter 19. Verse 1. The burden against Egypt. Behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud. And where? Comes to where? Come to Egypt. He will come to Egypt. Okay, then you read further. Okay, I'm not going to, no time to run through it later. I'm going to come back to this verse. The Lord will land in Egypt. B, 3B, from Mount Sinai to Egypt, 3B. God calls his first son Israel out of Egypt in the days of Moses. Then in the end time, he will call his ultimate firstborn son, Jesus, who will lead Israel out of Egypt. Hosea 11:1 says what? Out of Egypt, I will call my son. I will call my son. See, God will send Jesus as a savior to Egypt, who will be at war with the Antichrist. Okay, read Daniel 11, verse 42 and 43. The Lord will raise up 5 cities in Egypt that will make a vow to Jesus. Okay, turn with me to Isaiah 19, since you are at Isaiah 19, verse 18 to 21. Egypt will stand with the Lord. In fact, Egypt will get saved, okay, amazingly. Egypt. That's why you think back right now, it's not a coincidence that they signed this, what, Camp David Accord with Israel. They are the first Arab country that signed a Camp David Accord. Isaiah 19, verse 18 says this. In that day, 5 cities in the land of Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear, amazing, they will swear by the Lord of hosts. One will be called the city of destruction, and so on and so on. Go to verse 21. Verse 21. The Lord will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day, and will make sacrifice and offering. Yes, they will make a vow to the Lord and perform it. Verse 22. Then the Lord will strike Egypt, and he will strike and heal it. He will return to the Lord, and he will be entreated by them and heal them. Okay, the Lord will restore Egypt. Egypt will be hit hard by the Antichrist. Okay, let's go to next page. Turn with me to the next page. D. Jesus will assemble the captives of Israel. The primary nations emphasized are Egypt and Assyria. The captives are called the outcasts and the dispersed one. Jesus will lead them out of the gates of prison camp. Go and read through some of these verses. Okay? He will lead them out of the prison camp. The whole journey path is Mount Sinai, Mount Paran, Teman, Bosnia, Jerusalem. It's about 264 km. I don't want to put 264 km per hour. No, 264 km is about 14 days journey by foot. Okay, 264 km. Go to D. God will gather Israel from the nations for a new wilderness experience. The Exodus story is the model for the coming wilderness day that will purify Israel. God will gather Israel from the nation and separate them before he brings them to Jerusalem. Turn with me to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 20. Ezekiel chapter 20. Ezekiel 20, verse 34. Ezekiel 20, verse 34. Verse 34. I will bring you up from the people and gather you out of the countries where you are scattered with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with fury pour out. And I will bring you into wilderness of the people, and there I will plead my case with you face to face, just as I pleaded my case with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So I will plead my case with you, says the Lord God. He will reenact the dedication. Bring them to the wilderness. Okay, let's go on. But point four. Through wilderness and Jordan. Jesus marches through the wilderness like in the days of Moses. It's a prophetic picture of Jesus doing it in the end times as the greater Moses. Jesus will march from Egypt through the wilderness, which is Mount Paran and Mount Seir, through Jordan, which is called Edom. You march through Teman, Bosra, all the way to Jerusalem. Turn with me to Habakkuk. Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. Verse 3. To understand this, you must understand chapter 3 is really about end time. And Jesus, God judging the nation and is coming back. Listen to verse 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. Verse 3. God came from where? Mount Sinai? I heard Mount Sinai. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 3. God came from Teman. The Holy One from where? Mount Paran. Jordan, wilderness. There he is marching. Let's go on. As you read more, I say, wow, this is great. This whole chapter actually talks about the whole procession and the land. His glory covers the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like a light. He had rays flashing from his hand. Rays flashing from his hand. Power will come forth from his hand. In the past, people teach me this verse. You're going to use bazooka and missile. Say, oh boy, if Jesus needs bazooka and whatever. No, you know this is talking about what? He's going to release the bows. He's going to release the bows. Okay. Verse 5. Before him went pestilence, fever follow at his feet. Go to verse 12 for the lack of time, okay? You read through this whole chapter. Verse 12. Verse 12. What a declaration. You what? You what? What did the Bible say? You march through the land in indignation. You trample the nations in anger. If you throw in Revelation 19, and when Jesus marched through, and throw in Isaiah 63. One more verse. Turn with me to Isaiah 63. Isaiah 63. Isaiah 63. Isaiah 63. He's talking about watchmen looking. Isaiah 63, verse 1. This is the end time. This chapter is about end time. Isaiah 63, verse 1. I share this many, many times. This is about judgment. Jesus coming in the robe of red garment. Say this. Who is this that comes from where? Edom, with thy garments from Bosra. Who is this coming from Edom and Bosra? He's going to march from the wilderness, Egypt, Mount Paran, all the way to Jerusalem. If you read Habakkuk 3 again, he talks about Medium, which is the east of Dead Sea. Let's go on. Last one. F. Stage 3. I'm going to run it quick. Okay, please read it yourself. Stage 3. He will do the battle all the way. There are final few stages. Battle of Jerusalem. Okay, Battle of Jerusalem. Remember, if you read the book of Joel, chapter 3, book of Joel, chapter 3, talk about the Valley of Decisions. They will gather at the Valley of Decisions. They will have gathered at the valley, book of Joel called Valley of what? Jehoshaphat. That's where he will fight the final battle. He will fight the final battle. Turn with me to Zechariah chapter 12. No, Zechariah chapter 13. Zechariah chapter 13. Zechariah chapter 13. Or rather, Zechariah chapter 14. We commonly use this verse that Jesus landed at Mount Olive instantly. But you put everything together, it cannot be he landed everything instantly. He has to march all the way. Okay, Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 3. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the days of battle. In that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move towards the north and half towards the south. If you read this whole verse carefully, there's no one time mention that he landed there instantly. They only say that Jesus will stand on Mount Olive. You know what is going to happen actually? He will march. There will be a final battle at the Valley of Jehoshaphat, which is just below Mount Olive. Israel will be totally trapped. Jesus will come at the perfect time, set them free, commanding the mountain to split one half to half east and west, and they walk all the way through. That is the final battle of Jerusalem. And then we'll go on. Okay, let me just run through a few things, then that's it. Okay, just read through the notes, because the notes are pretty clear, and throw in all the verses. The Battle of Jerusalem, which is the final procession to Jerusalem. Point two, they will be seen by the remnant of Israel. Because it will be glorious, there will be bloody, there will be great war. They will be seen by the remnant of Israel. Three, they will be accepted by, Jesus will be accepted by the Jewish leader. For the first time, they're going to make this prayer. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Four, there will be a worship procession. That's where you need to throw in Psalm 68. Psalms 149. There will be worship procession. Reenacting what? Remember, Hosanna, Jesus' first time went to Jerusalem. Hosanna is the son of David. But this time, he's not going in as a servant king. He's going in as a bridegroom king and judge. They're really going to sing the real Hosanna. Hosanna, son of David, and so on and so on. Actually, I don't really like the song. Never mind. But who cares? If God likes it, who cares about my opinion? Okay. Finally, Jesus' coronation as king. Psalms 24, verse 7 to 10. Powerful ending. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. This, if you can do it in antiphon, is very powerful. And one side will shout, who is this King of glory? And the other side will shout, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Just imagine Winnie Bell, okay? Bell. Who is this King of glory? No, Kui Chai. Who is this King of glory? Then the Tiffany. The Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord of hosts. You know why Lord of hosts? The Lord of hosts is a title used for battle. He's coming back after a great battle. His robe is all deep with blood and so on.
Who is this King of Glory? Let's turn to Psalm 74. We're going to end with this Psalm as well. It's a beautiful Psalm, powerful Psalm. Psalm 24. I know many people use this Psalm when David brought the ark back to Jerusalem. If you check all commentary carefully, most people who write commentary, they say themselves that they are not convinced that this is about that. Most of them believe that it's an end time Psalms, messianic Psalms. Psalms 24, verse 7. Powerful Psalms. Psalms say, I used to use it for praying for the presence of God to come. I mean, it's not wrong, but the right context is even more powerful. Psalms 24, verse 7. Lift up your heads, O you gates. You know, it's like they saw this king coming. Come on, open up the door. The great king is coming. The one we have been waiting for. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads. Is it mighty in battle? He came back from a battle. He came back from a battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift it up, you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? He is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. This is going to happen. The Jewish nations welcoming the King to come. I know that I ran through very fast for the last part, but go and read it through. Throw in all the verses. Ask honest questions. Ask very honest questions. You know what is the most important thing? The most important thing is that at the end of the day is that this is real and all of us want to be part of it. We all want to be part of it. That's why next week I'm going to talk about how do you prepare for end time. It's one thing to talk theory. It's one thing to teach reality. The most important thing is how do we prepare ourselves. There are many passages. I'm going to just pick up three passages to just end this end time thing before we move on. About how do we prepare for end time. We can. Not just we can. We must. We have to. At the end of this, how do we prepare ourselves and what God really wants. Amen. Amen. Winston, can you come and close us with a word of prayer? I know if you have a question, then